We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Start it with laughter. Yeah. Welcome to the third episode of Broken Rocket Radio.
Oh, God.
I am Tyler, and that was Amber, my wife.
Hi, guys.
She's doing Stifler's mom.
No! That sounded so wrong.
That would make her finch.
I apparently have a pretty good Jennifer Coolidge impression.
God. That was mine.
that we found out a couple months ago. Anyway, how's it going, Tyler?
Ah, great, great, great. Except this weather.
Weather, man.
Yeah. we live in the South Georgia. The South Georgia. But we live in South Georgia, and if anybody else does, they know that we've been hit by some pretty powerful storms here lately.
Mm-hmm. We had extreme tornado watch.
It was...
Rightly so.
It was pretty rough. The place that I pick up at about three times a day, they got hit by a nasty tornado up in Albany.
Mm-hmm. Causing you to have an extra day off work.
Silver lining, but yeah, that's one less day of pay. But
yeah.
Anyway, we got... Thoughts go out to everybody affected.
Definitely.
We were lucky. We just had a down tree and a down fence. And
it's not even our fence. It's the neighbor's fence.
But that fence ran into our gutter and our back porch door. But
minor compared to a lot of people. I've read that a mobile home was actually picked up and tossed 100 yards onto the highway. So at least we're still in our spot.
We are.
In our spot, our three-year-old.
Yeah, Macy, she says sport instead of spot, and we love it.
So we like to throw it in our daily vocabulary.
Our vocabulary has been taken over by Macy-isms. Yes. We can't help it. She's so damn adorable.
Remember the other day when she was just jumping around? She was dancing, quote-unquote. I was like, you can jump. You can dance without jumping. So she's trying it out. Mommy, that's ridiculous. So everything now is ridiculous.
Let's not forget about her rain dance. We were stupid enough to go out to eat instead of cooking at home. And it was raining incredibly hard, so I went and ran and got the car. I pulled up to the curb, and Macy was dancing in front of trying not to get by the rain, like that helps.
I don't want to be in the rain! So I scoop her up by her crotch. I was like, get in the car!
Let's go! This ain't no time for your tomfoolery.
And then you're telling her to sit down in her car seat. I am in my car seat!
You gotta love her.
She's a mess.
And then she was worried about when you get in the car, she's going to say boo.
I'm going to say boo. She sounds like Bobby Hill.
She's a mess. But what's also a mess is Donald Trump is our president now. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. Yeah, I'm the segue master. Donald Trump, president of the United States.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the world. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, the inauguration, that was an event, huh?
It was something.
unlike what Donald Trump would say, it wasn't as big as Mr. Obama's when he first came to office.
It was pretty lackluster compared to that one.
He will deny it, but the numbers do not lie, Mr. President. And I'm sure that's a huge blow to his ego, and that's not good for us. He's like, America hates me, I'm going to screw them up. I know that was a horrible Trump impression.
I don't know what to think. Skeptical optimism.
That's all we can have because, I mean, we are on the same boat and he's got the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we want him to screw up, we want us all to screw up. So, good luck, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, time will tell.
It's a job I know I wouldn't want to have.
Me neither. Me neither.
But we got to see a glimpse of old George W. back in George W. form at the inauguration. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you should look it up. He had a bit of a struggle with his little rain poncho.
That would be his nemesis, wouldn't it?
He's
a simple rain poncho.
Oh, old George W., he was struggling with said poncho because he was sprinkling down some rain up there. And it wrapped around his head, probably close to suffocation. Him and suffocating on stuff. But then I think he noticed that the cameras were on him. He of course, shot him his little George W. smile. You gotta love his simple, simple bastard.
Hey, old Laura must have a full-time job keeping her husband alive.
Secret Service and Laura. I wonder how many times they've stopped him from hurting himself. Like, Mr. President, it's probably not a good idea to tie down the chainsaw throttle.
Oh, man.
No, Mr. President. That's not how you're supposed to load a rifle.
Don't look down that barrel.
Jesus. Oh, George W. How we survived those 8 years, I don't know.
Same as we'll survive these.
Yes.
Four.
Hopefully just four.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, did you see his cake?
I did not see his cake. What's so special about his cake?
Well, his cake is exact replica of Obama's, other than color.
I was really unaware that there was a special cake just for the inauguration. I mean, you were coming president, so I guess it is a special event.
There's a cake, there's a dance, there's
I know there's
a
ball.
Tea. There's a tea party. Donald Trump or President Trump and Obama met for tea with the wives.
So the outgoing and the incoming have a nice little tea party?
I guess they do.
All right. I did not know that. Are there sandwiches?
I'm sure. Little fingers.
They would have to make finger sandwiches for Trump's small hands, I know.
I'm assuming.
So what about these cakes?
Well, the cake. Donald Trump's was blue, and Obama's was purple, or maybe I have those backwards. But anyway, they looked identical, and a complete ripoff. Complete ripoff.
So Trump's cake, it was kind of like Trump's wife's speech, a complete ripoff from the Obamas.
Exactly. I'm not sure if it was kind of a joke, or if it was on purpose.
Is he trying to start a tradition?
I don't
know. This is how cakes are supposed to look for presidents. Okay. This is a president's cake.
I like what Obama was
it's
doing.
It's going to be huge.
Let's make it like Obama's, except blue.
Yeah. Old Trumpster.
I'm surprised it wasn't orange. Not
your
skin tone.
I'm surprised it wasn't made out of Cheetos.
Obama's cake maker, Duff Goldman, he was not very happy.
He didn't make the Trump cake?
He made Obama's cake and not so much Trump's cake.
Oh.
But.
They ripped off his design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't happy. Rightfully so.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, somebody's stealing my work.
Yeah, that's his product that was on display for you know, President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big event. And
he
somebody
makes some pretty nice looking cakes. If you've ever watched.
Oh yeah, the whatever show he's on where he makes the cakes. Yeah, Cake Boss or whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, but yeah, he's not hurting too much for money, I'm sure. But
yeah, probably not.
Still, you don't want your work of art to be ripped off, and especially if he's, you know, not a fan of Trump. Say, hey,
hey man,
don't be eating my cake.
Hey man,
go build a wall around your cake.
Yeah, so we'll see what these next coming years have to offer for us, and changes and ups, downs, all around.
Batten down the hatches. Alright, so going back to the weather, though, not only South Georgia having strange weather, I don't know if you heard about this crazy snowstorm that happened in the Sahara Desert.
Nope.
Yeah, it was the first time it snowed substantially in over 37 years, and they had over 3 feet of snow, making their dunes like a slitter's paradise.
That's one thing I miss about the... You know, I don't miss the snow by any means, but, you know, as a kid, all you want to do is sled down a big hill of snow.
Yes. The problem is we're not kids anymore, and we have to shovel that shit.
Yeah.
And walk through it and drive in it.
Yeah. Like I said, I miss the sledding. Nothing else.
You miss your childhood is what it is.
Parts of it, yeah.
I'll give you a hug later.
Aww.
I did have some fun. I've grandparents that live in Virginia, actually up in the highlands of Virginia. Mm. So my winters were filled with snow. And I had lots of snowball fights and lots of sledding and lots of fun in it. Then they started making me shovel the driveway.
You said, fuck it, I'm out.
No, I said, fuck it, my hands are frozen and I cannot feel my toes.
I'm done.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of snow, but if it comes every 37 years and you live in a desert, go for it.
I'll allow it.
All right, so speaking of weird weather, I know global warming is a thing and waters are rising as the ice caps melt. Mm-hmm. And the French Polynesia is making plans for it. They have plans to start in 2019. Of building a floating city.
Oh, like the Jetsons?
No, not floating like in the air, but floating on the ocean.
No, okay. So a big life raft with buildings.
Well, a little more sophisticated than a big life raft, but it is going to be, of course, a huge tourist destination.
No doubt.
I personally like land, not... say something that could sink. I'm a good swimmer, but let's be honest here. I'm not in the greatest of shape, even though I am built to float. But I looked at the plans, and they are quite sophisticated. They have, you know, they're gonna be outfitted with lots of solar panels and lots of greenhouses. So it looks fairly self-sufficient. As you should be if you're an island. That was the big problem with Alcatraz, is that the cost of running it was what the problem was there.
Mm.
So
that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it looks like they have huge complexes in store for them, and yeah, well, we'll be going there soon, I'm sure. The way you like
may
to travel.
May as well.
French Polynesia.
You throw a dart at a map, and that's where we'll go.
We do like to travel. We got lots of plans for trips coming, and as long as we keep planning them, that might make the list.
This year alone, we're gonna hit up what, like 6 states.
Yeah, we'll be traveling the up the Eastern Seaboard and going up to Washington, Maryland, and Virginia, yep. North Carolina, South Carolina, of course Georgia.
Georgia's not that bad.
Yeah, well, it's home.
It's become my home.
Yeah. I've traveled all over and I've ended up back here, so it can't be all that bad if it draw me back in.
Yeah.
But anyway, the most touristy place to go is probably Orlando. We already got plans of going there. hitting up the hot spots, the Disney's, the Universal Studios.
Don't tell Macy.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Guess she'll be wanting to go every day until we go. Wish there was just
she
a little.
She will. She every day is either, I get the question, Mommy, is it Halloween? Mommy, is it Christmas? Can we put up our tree? Can we go tonight it was, can we go trick-or-treating?
She'll look like a crazy person over there.
There's 2 days in Macy's life, and
they're Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't knock it. Those are my favorites growing up. Mm-hmm. But hopefully she'll have plenty of good days between them.
Once her birthday rolls around, it'll be birthday, yeah, Halloween, birthday, Christmas. Halloween, Christmas.
Well, she might be into Easter this year, too.
Maybe.
Well, she loves candy.
Very true. Very true.
She asks for candy every single morning.
Every day.
And
I don't even think we with these excuses of why she can't have candy. She's already half kangaroo, so she's jumping constantly all day.
I don't even think we have any candy in the house, but she keeps asking for it. But anyway, but eating healthy—that's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But here recently, they found out that eating Red Hot Chili Peppers, not the band,
will—that's cannibalism.
Although one is a flea.
Doesn't count.
Ah, it doesn't count. Yeah, he was Donnie off of Wild Thornberries, too. But anyway, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Shorted fella. Ooh,
he was But old Red Hot Chili Peppers, they extend your life up around like 10 years if you eat them regularly.
I love to eat more spicy food.
Yeah, there's a lot of health benefits that come with eating peppers. The capsaicin in it is believed to increase the speed that your body metabolizes fat and protects against bad teeth. So if you're trying to lose weight, which we are, might want to incorporate some spicy peppers in there.
Yeah, we'll have to get some.
And they said it doesn't matter if you eat them raw or cooked. And a lot of peppers contain vitamins A, B, and C and antioxidants, so... So eat some peppers, people.
Build up that heat tolerance.
Yeah. We used to be big on the heat. And
more hotter, more better.
Yeah, kind of go through spells. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's bring some heat in there. Yeah. Maybe the heat will melt the fat.
I'm trying so hard to stay away from the sweet stuff. That's my kryptonite.
Yeah, my kryptonite is fried foods, breads.
Sodas, cakes. It used to be Nutella until I saw that picture.
if you guys don't know what she's talking about, Nutella took a picture of their raw ingredients that they include in a jar of Nutella.
55% by weight is just sugar.
Plain sugar. It's disgusting. And then... I think the biggest turnoff was all the oil on the top. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a thin layer of chocolate, there's a thin layer of hazelnut, and it's supposed to be a chocolate hazelnut spread.
Mm. And the flavors are very strong, but there's not that much in there.
Yeah, it's like she said, 50-something percent sugar.
Yeah.
Maybe 5% chocolate, 5% hazelnut, and the rest oils.
It was disgusting. It was very, very eye-opening, though, because I am a sucker for some Nutella.
who isn't? But Nutella sales have dropped since releasing these photos. I don't know what they're thinking. I also heard, I don't know how true the story is, so I probably shouldn't repeat it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I heard that hazelnut itself is a throwaway food. Like,
what does that mean?
It's trash food. It's not good for us. We're not supposed to digest it. It's put in there. It's cheap. It's like filler. Mm-hmm. So.
It makes me sad.
Hazelnut. Well, I got one more story you can sink your teeth in, so to speak. I think this is...
We're not eating flea.
Okay.
What you got?
Well, now all I can think about is eating flea. I wonder what human tastes like. All right, anyway.
You can Google that to add to your many weird Google searches.
How can you Google, and all right, that's just one thing you can't Google, is what does human taste like?
You can Google
it. It's probably chicken.
There have been interviews with cannibalistic people, and it's published.
All right, I will Google after the show, what do humans taste like?
I don't want to know.
Well, I do. I'm an inquiring mind. It might be the best thing in the world. But anyway, how much would you pay for a fine-made Swiss watch?
50, maybe?
$50? I'm talking one of a kind, 100% Swiss-made products.
I don't know. How much?
Well, someone made a watch. It's one of a kind. It is $1.25 million. And it's made out of cheese.
Why the hell would you have a watch made out of cheese? Are you going to eat it?
He's a Swiss.
What kind of cheese is $1 million plus?
Well, it's Swiss. It's a Swiss made cheese.
Well, it's not
watch.
Even a whole cheese. It's got holes in it.
Well, you have to look at pictures of it. It is a watch made out of Swiss cheese. And of course, it has the, you know, it's not edible. It is a real wristwatch with a cowhide strap to go with the whole dairy theme. And it's a beautiful watch, but it's made out of cheese.
I see this thing.
All right. Well, I'll give you a backstory on it. It's somebody. I know. Well, look at the ring around it.
I mean, it looks like cheese, but it's not cheese.
It is cheese. Anyway, this guy has made this watch as a protest for the government not holding up the Swiss-made label. A lot of counterfeits and stuff like that, and people making stuff that's not actually coming from Switzerland. It's hurting him when he's using everything from Switzerland to make his products, as labeling them as Swiss made.
It's very pretty, but
the price tag is kind of meant as a dare. Like, this is how much it should be worth. Mm-hmm. But I seriously doubt anyone will pay $1.25 million for a cheese watch. No. All right. So I think you were going to talk about the People's Choice Awards?
People's Choice Awards, yep.
People's Choice Awards.
It was the 18th, hosted by Mr. Joel McHale.
Joel McHale of Community and Talk Soup fame.
Yep.
Fun fact, he's in a short list of being considered to play the next Green Lantern.
Any time one of the Lanterns is brought up, all I think about is the Mr. What's his name? Michael or something. From Canada's Worst Driver.
Oh, doing his oath?
His Blue Lantern mantra. Captain America had the most nominations this year.
Old Cap.
7. I don't think he won a single one, though.
Aww.
Poor Cap'n didn't make it happen.
Not getting any love for old Cap'n.
Mm-mm. Got a few highlights. Finding Dory was a big winner. Got, like, favorite movie and favorite family movie. And Ellen won for best voice.
Yeah, we watched that, didn't we?
Not fully, no.
We didn't?
No, we started it, but I think Macy lost interest, so we lost interest.
Ah, okay. That sounds about right.
Deadpool got best action, or favorite action. And Ryan Reynolds for favorite movie actor.
Yeah.
And his wife, Blake Lively, won for something else. Another favorite.
For something else.
Favorite.
Only the top-notch journalism here at Broken Rod Radio.
I didn't write her down. I just remember seeing her name. The favorite movie icon is Mr. Johnny Depp, who can be practically anything. He could be a houseplant.
I think we mentioned it last episode, yeah. Old Johnny Depp, you just give him a couple hours in the makeup chair and tell him to be a certain character, and you'll see something different every time.
Big Bang Theory won for favorite TV comedy.
Is that a new show? I never heard of blah, 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 Big Bang Theory.
It's a spinoff.
It's a spinoff. Maybe it's a prequel.
Supernatural, best network TV sci-fi.
Yeah, we are huge fans of Supernatural.
Favorite network TV sci-fi. I don't know if it makes a difference, but
whatever.
Wording.
They won the award. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, Walking Dead for favorite cable TV sci-fi.
Yeah, we definitely like our Walking Dead too.
Mm-hmm. The Simpsons favorite animated TV series.
All right.
I can get behind that.
Who can't? Who doesn't love The Simpsons?
Now this one, when I read this, I had a big problem with it.
All right, let's hear it.
Premium comedy series. Fuller House.
Oh God.
We lasted, 10 minutes into Fuller House? We gave it a chance.
You know, this is kind of the discussion we had before about the death of the sitcom format. Like, mm-hmm. things that from the past won't work now.
Yeah. It was too much like the original, and you were already over the original. It was many, many years ago.
Yeah. I just didn't enjoy it. The whole studio audience clapping and laughing on cue and catch lines and.
Yeah. Cut it out. Joey was funny. Don't get me wrong, but cut it out, please.
Have mercy.
Well, not only, that I don't think should have happened, but it beat Shameless.
Oh, no.
And Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh.
In the same category.
We love both of those shows.
Yeah, I was very upset. Shameless is raunchy and ridiculous and...
Yeah.
Just... But it's raw and it's real. You know, there are actually people out there. Frank is relatable. There are drunk dads. Drunk moms, whatever. You know, there are people out there just like this. And, I mean...
It's very real.
I absolutely loved... Love, since it's still on that show.
I'm also a huge fan of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Titus,
he's hilarious.
Andromedon is probably one of my favorite TV characters of all time.
He's awesome, and I was upset when I read that.
They didn't pull these people. They're not our choice.
But moving on to music, Justin Timberlake. He won for male artist.
All right.
And he had the favorite song, from the Trolls.
Yeah. I'm not gonna try
to sing. I did that last time. That's all you get. And Britney Spears was a big winner for favorite female artist and favorite pop artist. Favorite social media celebrity, thankfully beating out the unmentionable.
Who crew. Is the unmentionable?
It begins with a K. That.
Oh.
Yeah. The funniest one I found was the mannequin challenge won for CBS.com's favorite digital obsession.
Wow.
That beat the virtual reality, 360 camera view, whatever's. Facebook Live, Pokemon Go, and the Snapchat lenses.
Yeah, the mannequin challenge is a phenomenon.
For some reason.
I've known several people on my feed that have participated.
Yeah, I remember seeing them.
They are quite always ridiculous and always pointless. This episode of Broken Rocket Radio is brought to you by Tom Cruise's Tooth. We'll keep you centered. That's right. Tom Cruise's tooth alignment is as off as his mental stability. Look it up. See for yourself. But just remember, what you see can't be unseen. So, I guess we'll go ahead and dig into the news then.
Yep, let's go. First off, Harambe's grandmother has been euthanized, passed away.
Oh.
Poor girl. She was 49 years old. She had some health problems, so, you know, I'm not too... I'd rather her be peaceful than in pain.
That family has suffered so many tragedies.
Yeah. So the only living gorilla at Miami Zoo is going to be transported to another zoo. And so I guess they just won't have a gorilla exhibit anymore.
Wow.
Or, you know, it's going to be closed for a while.
And you bring this down again.
But, sorry, there's not too much good this time.
Uh-oh.
The movie Dog's Purpose with,
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, yeah. It's under some controversy right now.
What's going on with that?
There was a video released by TMZ is portraying alleged abuse to one of the dogs where it was they had to swim through really rough waters and it looked like the dog was being forced and scared and you know just I saw it it did appear to be forced and the dog was scared and did not want to get into the water.
Yeah.
But you know, PETA's all over this, of course.
As they should be. You know, I can watch a movie without any animals getting hurt. Once again, only the best comedy brought to you by Broken Rocket Radio. Animal abuse and tornado tragedy.
the story of the movie sounds really good, though. I mean, I could probably watch it maybe on DVD. Not so much in the theater.
Yeah,
but,
I won't be giving any money. We'll probably watch it from other means.
But a brief little kind of preview, I guess. It's a story of a dog that is reincarnated over five generations and over that time discovers his purpose.
Hence, a dog's journey in life.
Dog's purpose. But I don't know if we could even... sit through it. IMDb gave it a 1 out of 10.
Ooh, a 1 out of 10 and animal abuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I might skip that one.
Yeah, the training company's saying that TMZ falsely edited the video. And the movie's producer is saying the scene was inexcusable and never should have happened. So, if a producer from the movie is saying...
Yeah.
It's not right, then it's probably not right.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, they're all for trying to promote all the good that their movie is, not agree with what's in the media. So, I don't know.
Any more lighthearted stories?
Well, this one's kind of cute. It's about Juso. Do you know what Juso is?
Have no clue.
Juso is an artistic bear.
And what, he got his foot stuck in a trap or something?
Well, he makes paintings. He only works alone. He can't work with an audience, as most artists are.
Yes.
But this bear, he slept through his first official gallery show.
Oh.
He was in hibernation. this is over in Helsinki, Finland.
What sort of landscapes or paintings?
It was mostly paw prints.
Oh, just paw prints. Yes. I have seen an elephant that paints and actually paints quite well. And they're usually like a jungle scene or trees trees in the distance and everything. But yeah, legitimate paintings done by elephant.
Mm-hmm.
But the bear, not so dexterous.
It's just a bunch of paw prints. He favors blue and red colors.
Ah.
So, and one of his work sold for $4,281.
Good Lord.
Yep, for a bunch of paw prints.
Bunch of bear paw prints. Some yep. bear trampled on a painting, a canvas, and let's go ahead and sell this sucker.
I mean, they saw that he was interested in creating art, and they just rolled with it. They're having, gallery shows and pretty much funding his center through his painting.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cute. He was,
that's a lot better than an abused dog.
He was sleeping.
I wonder if he does cave drawings.
I don't know.
That was just a fake question.
But it might be a fake cave. They might have a fake cave in his habitat.
Maybe he has got fake drawings on his fake cave wall.
Maybe. But enough about that. The real news.
The real news.
The Falcons are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Against the Patriots. The
Patriots are always there.
February the 5th.
February the 5th. Super Bowl Sunday.
Tom Brady, I think it's his 9th Super Bowl or something crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture I sent you?
Yes.
You see that coat that he was wearing?
Yeah.
That is not Photoshopped. That is a massive coat.
They make massive coats to go around the shoulder pads. You didn't know this?
I didn't know that. But that so is that's a why massive you sent it to me? Coat.
Like, before the show, she sent me this picture. I'm like, why did you send me this picture of Tom Brady sitting on the sidelines?
I didn't know. I thought he was just wearing a giant coat to wear a giant coat.
You think that he was like, okay.
It was internet frenzy. Why is Tom Brady wearing this giant coat?
He's wearing the giant coat because he's wearing giant shoulder pads.
Well, now I know. I just thought he looked silly. Like,
I need to stay warm. And I want my shoulders to look fabulous.
I thought he looked silly.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, there is a commercial. I don't know if it's going through the Super Bowl, but I don't know if it's already going on. But it insinuates that people want to watch him take deuces.
Ooh.
It's promoting some like 360 slow-mo. And it's like, it makes the mundane activities spectacular.
And I bet it doesn't.
It shows him getting out of bed, yawning, and they do a 360 slow-mo. And they're like, oh. And then he's brushing his teeth and then cooking. And then at the end, he's going in the bathroom with a magazine under his arm. He's like, whoa, 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 that's enough, fellas. I really want to watch him take his Browns to the Super Bowl.
No, I'll pass.
And anyway, there's always got to be potty humor here at Broken Rocket Radio.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was kind of cool, Falcons, kind of home state team.
Yeah, I know.
Not a big sports fan, but it's always cool.
Nor am I.
To represent.
Good old Atlanta Falcons.
I saw that some of the tickets were on sale for like $16,000 a seat.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll keep my $16,000.
That's a hot tub.
That's a new car.
Not a brand new one.
Nice enough.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's it for news?
That's all I got.
All right, I guess that brings us to pop culture.
Yeah.
Pop culture.
All right, couple of women popping out kids this week.
But of course.
I guess that's kind of part of their job.
It does happen.
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Oh, Cosby Kid?
Yeah, Rudy.
Rudy!
She had a little girl.
For you!
She had her little girl.
Don't eat my pudding! I done put some roofies in the pudding!
Oh, that's enough Cosby jokes, don't you think?
Nah, never enough. 30 years, I thought he was the greatest.
Yeah, I had a lot of respect for him.
He ruined me. Can't trust anybody. Mm. Not even me!
Anywho, Catherine Heigl also had a baby. She actually had this one. She has two adopted daughters.
Okay, cool.
But she actually gave birth to this one, a little boy. Good for her.
All right, Catherine Heigl.
And we got the Spice Girls' Jerry Halliwell. I'm not sure which Spice she was.
Oh, I know. Ginger Spice.
Was she Ginger? Okay.
Yes.
She just had a little boy as well.
All right.
That's her second child. So, congrats to the new mommies.
A little spice it.
And somebody that has had many a birthday, Miss Betty White, the legend.
Thank you for being a friend.
She is 95 years young. She is just
she
still
She traveled
kicking.
Down the road and back again.
She is just, there's no stopping Betty White. I'm telling
we love Betty White.
She's going to be immortal, hopefully.
Many more, I
hope. I love her. I absolutely love her.
And she's only getting better through the years.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen a Betty White I didn't like. You know, she's actually older than sliced bread. You know, people are saying, you know,
best thing since sliced bread.
Best thing since Betty White.
Betty White. 95.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's getting on up there. I'm not exactly sure how old Stan Lee is. I know he's up there with her, too.
He's up there, but I don't know. I think Betty White's doing a little better than Stan Lee, honestly.
Health-wise, probably. Yeah, last interview I heard Stan Lee, and he was sounding pretty rough.
That's unfortunate. Good but man.
I hope he...
Many, many superheroes from the mind of that man.
I hope he does many, many more cameos, many more years of cameos.
I love his cameos.
They're the greatest. He actually said that DC Movies needs to put him in cameos. So
that would be hilarious.
It would be incredibly ironic, but...
It would be... I would laugh.
Yes.
Is that Stan Lee?
Why is he in a Superman movie?
That's the greatest thing ever.
But yeah, Stan Lee and Betty White definitely getting on up there.
Mm-hmm.
But 95, good for her.
Good for her. I hope to be like her one day.
What, 95?
Sure, old and successful. So we got some...
happy birthday, Betty White.
Happy birthday, definitely. Got some musical peoples in the news. Mr. Luke Bryan will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Luke Bryan. I think he's country guy.
Country guy? Okay, that's why I had the look of confusion. I don't know who
he
is.
Not a country fan.
Country music will definitely be a blind spot for me. I don't know anything past, I don't know, Garth Brooks. That's probably the last country star I really listened to. Mm-hmm. And that was back in his prime.
Yeah, way back when.
Yeah, if there's not a 1-9 in front of the date, I probably never heard of him.
Yeah, he's going to sing the national anthem. And Miss Celine Dion is making music again after the death of her husband.
Yes, I heard she did sign back on in for Vegas.
Mm-hmm. But she's making a song for the Beauty and the Beast live-action movie.
With Emma Watson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A fun fact about that, you can look it up too. The Emma Watson Belle Barbie doll or whatever doll it is.
Yeah.
It actually looks like Justin Bieber in a dress.
They may have used the same template, just added some hair to her.
It's Justin Bieber in a dress. Just look it up and you will agree.
Justin Bieber may end up in a dress one day. You never know.
Jaden Smith did.
And a white Batman costume. Interesting kids coming up these days.
That's right.
Millie Bobby Brown. You know Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Miss 11. She's a Calvin Klein model.
Really?
Yep. She's doing things.
That's Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things?
Stranger Things, yep. I love her name.
She's awesome, too. In fact, she's got an incredible singing voice, too, if you ever hear her sing.
She really does.
Yeah, she's multi-talented, and I predict her being quite a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
She seems kind of, you know, grounded also.
Definitely.
She's not one of those bratty child stars.
Yeah, what I really like about the cast of that show, I love the cast of that show. They hung out and became great friends before filming.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell in the performance, you feel like it's they natural. Actually care about themselves.
It's
very natural,
the way they interact. You know, there's a lot of actors, even grown actors, that you could tell they're reading
right
instead of acting.
Right. I'm all for chemistry. You could tell when the chemistry's off. Let's not talk about the prequels of Star Wars, but yeah, the chemistry's got to be there, and those kids made that show.
Yep.
I mean, I love seeing Winona Ryder go back to being a great actress, but the kids really, really pulled their weight on that one.
Yeah, they were. It was a very, very well, just a good show all around.
Yeah, definitely.
Different. It was an original idea, which is always great.
Had that 80s feel.
Remake is it's all we see nowadays.
And then they just let someone do their thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's take this idea and just tweak one little thing. It's all the same. So that was refreshing. But funny you brought up the Star Wars lack of chemistry. But they released the name of Star Wars Episode 8.
Yes.
The Last Jedi.
And that just fires off every red cannon in my mind.
Yep.
Now I gotta think, is Luke gonna die? Is Rey not gonna become a Jedi?
Is Rey a Jedi? I mean, she can wield a lightsaber, but is that all that makes a Jedi?
No.
Has her midichlorian count been measured or whatever?
I don't believe so. But we'll... That's a whole nother show if you want to start talking about Star Wars. I have lots of theories, and I listen to a lot of them, but yeah, we'll just see what direction they're going to. At this point, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
I will wait, and
well, we gotta wait till December, unfortunately. But
that is not that long of a wait. I've been waiting two years.
But never really disappointed with the Star Wars.
You did see Episode 1, right?
I mean the real Star Wars.
You mean the 1980s program that Reagan started?
4, 5, 6, 7 was good. I'm sure 8 will continue. The Razzies are coming up, I think.
Yeah?
They're talking about the nominations. Batman versus Superman.
That hits close to home.
Zoolander 2.
That one was horrible.
There are a couple of the ones up for some Razzies.
Oh, Razzies.
The poor and unfortunates.
I enjoyed Batman versus Superman. I could tell that the studio was very demanding on the director and the editing staff and writers and everything. I'm pretty sure if they just pulled out a bit, let them tell the story instead of trying to shoehorn and build up the whatever series that they're going to be making, Justice League and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody knew that they're going to be making Justice League. That was supposed to know that they're going to make Justice League. We just didn't need it to be just hand-fed to us. But it was a good movie, in my opinion. Not deserving of a Razzie, in my opinion. But, yeah.
It's there, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
I'm guessing I'm not the one that decides
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm so sorry.
So, is that pop culture?
That's pop culture. We're sorry we ended on such a sad note.
On to weird news.
All right. Well, given that our new president is now Donald Trump,
yay.
I thought this was kind of funny and kind of maybe predicting the future, maybe. Anyway, there's a 1950s Western named Trackdown. It aired from 1957 to 1959. Have you ever?
No, not a clue.
Anyway, it featured a con man named Walter Trump.
Walter Trump.
Who wanted to build a wall.
Okay.
And this particular episode is called The End of the World.
Okay.
Where Mr. Trump wants to build a wall to prevent the end of the world.
All right.
So, the episode doesn't really go in Mr. Trump's favor.
All right.
And not to spoil, but there were certain death implications of Mr. Trump.
Uh-oh.
So, I thought that was oddly fitting to our current situation.
Yes. That's pretty weird.
I might have to watch Trackdown to see what's going on.
Is Trackdown like a Twilight Zone sort of?
It's
sound like
more of like the Lone Ranger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought this was a future Mr. Trump.
No, or the Texas Ranger. It was a Ranger.
Okay. All
right. The only other article I have is about some Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Well, a Wisconsin highway definitely tasted the rainbow. It was actually flooded with red Skittles.
Red Skittles, just the red ones.
Just the red ones. And I didn't know this, but it's actually used for cattle feed at times.
So Skittles are?
Red Skittles, yeah.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's actually kind of used to replace the sugary starch of corn.
Okay.
Like if you're not having a bad corn season, you just give your cow some Skittles. And
right.
It kind of supplements. And people are outraged, of course. You know, people have opinions. These opinions are usually angry. But
are they angry because of the Skittles? Or are they angry because of the cows?
I can't believe they're giving Skittles to cows. What are we doing here?
I'm sure the cows don't mind too much.
No, not at all. They're awesome. Red Skittles, especially. But experts / professionals of livestock and nutritionists in general, they're saying it's cool. It's a viable diet.
I'm sure they're not just eating red Skittles exclusively.
No, not at all. It's a supplement. And
right.
It's been practiced for decades.
All right.
So it's not like some farmer's like, hey, let's use Skittles.
Let's do it.
It's actually been in practice for quite some time. But it just happened to be flooded on a Wisconsin highway this time.
All right. So, is that the weird news?
That's all I got. What you got?
I do have a weird news story I'll go ahead and share. There's a story of a pastor who has claimed to cure AIDS. He's in South Africa, and there's a clip of him, quote-unquote, removing vaginal warts from this woman by using his holy shoe. He actually takes his shoe off, the woman puts it in her crotch, and then he does a little spell, and she falls on the ground. And then somebody goes to the bathroom with her and claims that the warts are gone. Hallelujah!
What the actual fuck? Is this like a witch doctor?
No, this is a preacher through Victory's Faith Ministries.
It's full of crap.
Well, aren't they all?
Maybe.
Okay. So I guess we'll go ahead and jump into science then. Good old science. All right, in science, I'm sure a lot of our youth, and I know I would agree with this when I was growing up, later school start times are proven to help health and grades. The teenagers who require more sleep than us would sleep more and get the sleep that they needed. They're proposing in Canada at least a 9:30 start time, as one out of three students don't get as much sleep as they need for their age group.
That sounds heavenly.
I know you are a late riser.
We had to go middle school and high school, 7 a.m.
Well, I lived so far from my school growing up that I had to get up at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not talking about getting up. I'm talking about school. First bell ringing at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Yep.
That's insanely early.
Yeah, and I wasn't there, like, mentally.
I'm sure. Just knowing you. This is probably before you discovered coffee.
Very much before I discovered coffee. I drank my first cup of coffee in college.
Wow. So, next in science, this is pretty interesting. A stationary object was found on Venus. I'm going to butcher this, but it's the Akasuki spaceship. It is also known as, much easier, Venus Climate Orbiter, found a giant band stretching the entire planet. So, yeah, there's an object up there. A lot of people may think that it's aliens. More than likely, it's not. the atmosphere, of course, is incredibly thick in Venus, so we can't really see it, just in special moments.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that it's a gravitational wave presenting itself from the orbiter, and other people think it could just be a natural formation, such as a long, long mountain range, which is probably more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Not aliens.
Are aliens out there?
I believe so. There's just way too much space.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Bloody good history.
Alright, so on to history. Alright, so a couple stories I picked out for history. There was a former dictator of the Equatorial Guinea, Francisco Macias Nquima. And he
rolls right off the tongue.
Oh, exactly. And it's probably not pronounced that. It's probably Francisco Marcias Wima, maybe.
It's a little easier to say.
The N and G's and
mm.
Yeah. But anyway, he banned the use of lubricants in a Malabo City power plant. Why did he do it?
Yeah, why? That seems like it's necessary.
Because he thought he could use magic to protect it. Let's see how it went. It exploded.
Well, like abracadabra magic, or
I guess a protective spell.
Oh, so he was the witch doctor.
I'm assuming so. He said that he could use his magic to protect the power plant.
Him and the preacher kind of had a powwow.
Well, I don't know exactly the time frame of when this happened, but it was just too funny of a story.
Yeah.
Like, oh, metal on metal rubbing. I got a spell for that.
That's cool.
I wonder if he just opened his big book of spells, like, power plant protecting spell. I got this. We don't need any oil.
Side effects, boom.
Anyway, another a fun story. Yeah, well, fun for some, not the people that died. But the last time the cavalry charge, which, you know, the cavalry is, I'm on horseback, gonna raid you.
Mm-hmm.
It was used in World War II, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Mongolian division versus a German infantry. Let's see how it went. Why it is the last one is that zero Germans were killed, but all 2,000 Mongolians were killed. not so good. So I guess they said, let's leave the horses at home.
Yep.
just have the for show now. Just
maybe,
like swords.
Maybe they get into the skittles with the cattle. I don't know.
But yeah. All right, so cavalry, I guess the Mongolians didn't get the memo. That's a thing of the past.
Yep.
Very much so past.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're talking about doing a second episode a week. Yep. We're being released on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everybody enjoys it. We had a lot of suggestions on different subjects to talk about and different segment ideas. On the next episode, we are going to introduce a new segment called Calling You Out. That's pretty much where I call out a practice or business for their bullshit. If they're doing something or wrong or immoral or stupid, I'm calling them out on it.
That list's probably endless.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We'll have years of material. And we're always available at Broken Rocket Radio for brokenrocketradio@gmail.com if you want to email any suggestions of topics or our segment ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. Just drop us a line, let us know if you're enjoying the show, if you are. If you're not, you can drop us a line anyway and just say, stop what you're doing, it's a waste of time, and go kill yourself.
Wow.
Okay, maybe not that. That would be an asshole thing to do. But we enjoy doing the show, so we plan on keep doing it, even if nobody listens to it, even though we are big in Kenya.
Kenya!
Shout out to the Kenyans that are listening. But anyway, we will see you from... Well, I'll see you. Or I guess we're not even going to hear you. You'll hear us on Friday!
Yep.
And this has been Broken Rocket Radio.
Episode 3.
Right on. Yeah.